Hi, this is John Pentany with StockGuru.com. Today we'll be speaking with Lorraine Yard. She's the CEO of RX Safes Incorporated. The company is traded OTC with the symbol RXSF. RX Safes is an emerging leader in the personal and professional healthcare drug security market. Their products incorporate proprietary patented fingerprint technology to provide drug security solutions for use in-home and healthcare facilities. Ms. Yard, thank you for joining us here at StockGuru.
John, thank you very much. I always look forward to any opportunity to discuss the company and how I think we can play an integral role in saving healthcare billions of dollars and possibly saving thousands of lives at the same time.
Almost a month ago, you published a letter to shareholders giving a very comprehensive update on the company. Of particular importance, I noted that you mentioned that the company will now rebrand and refocus on the professional healthcare marketplace. Can you take us through that decision and what it means to the company?
Yes, John, that was an easy decision for us. We're still staying true to our original focus of preventing and authorized access to controlled substances. I mean, in the home environment, 70% of teenagers admit to stealing medications from medicine cabinets of family and friends. It's a huge problem that it's fueling the prescription drug abuse epidemic. But did you know that 25% of healthcare workers face issues with addiction during their careers? So the problem really extends beyond the home environment into our hospitals and healthcare facilities, and it costs healthcare billions of dollars in losses and also risks the safety of patients. From a business standpoint, the market opportunity is huge, with billions of dollars spent annually on healthcare technology. So we recognize the need for our products to control access to controlled substances within this market, and we also validated the size of the market and determined it was a smart move. It opens up the opportunity for our technology to be applied to medical devices to improve the levels of control and security. And each of these respective devices have multi-billion dollar markets themselves. It also creates an opportunity for us to follow a model that has worked for us previously and partner with large OEMs in the medical device space. And this speeds up our possible time to market, and we enjoy the benefits of immediate distribution through such relationships. So to me, there really was no question this move made sense.
Before we get into the products, let's talk about the company's fingerprint healthcare security technology. Most have tried either the iPhone or some Android phone's fingerprint security protection. You've been working on similar biometric protections for quite a while. Is it that correct?
Yes, absolutely, John. Probably about 13 or 14 years now. Actually, the company co-founder, Mark Basile, and I were the first people to introduce this technology to consumers, long before Apple and Samsung ever thought about putting it into their phones. Our last company focused on high-tech home access products such as door locks and garage door openers. I mean, who would have thought about putting fingerprint technology into a safe, a door lock, a garage door opener, a mailbox, or even a thermostat back then? But we did, and we did it for huge companies like Masterlock and Honeywell. And we were successful in selling tens of thousands of these products through major retailers such as Home Depot and Sears. In fact, major OEMs like Kwikset and SentrySafe sought us out to help them integrate our technology into some of their products, which we did so successfully. So we are, in fact, innovators in the embedded autonomous fingerprint market and probably have more experience than anybody in developing and commercializing standalone fingerprint products. And we're the only team who really enjoyed any level of success selling consumer biometric products. I mean, I'd call selling over 80,000 fingerprint garage door openers and tens of thousands of safes a success, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Lorraine, what is the driving issue that prompted you to adapt your technology to medical devices?
It was really the market itself, John. I mean, the healthcare market has been plagued for years with tremendous billion-dollar losses due to unauthorized access to and theft of controlled substances. And it's not just the storage of these substances. It's also the way medication is dispensed and administered. The entire chain of custody and distribution is only as strong as its weakest link. And that's usually the end user, whether it's a physician, a nurse, or a patient. And that's where we identify the root of the problem to be. It's unauthorized access and unauthorized use, as well as poor medication adherence. And these are the areas we're focusing our efforts and applying our technology.
Let's look at the consumer side of the business for a moment. You recently announced retail distribution through CVS. This is for the RX Drug Safe. Can you tell us about the product and this distribution outlet?
Sure. The RX Drug Safe, John, is our flagship product, and it's designed to provide a secure yet convenient means for people to lock up potentially their medications at home or while traveling. It's modeled after a very successful gun safe product, which we sold tens of thousands of units of to handgun enthusiasts. And we made many modifications to the safe, both in its form and its functionality. But in essence, it's an all-sealed safe that uses our fingerprint technology to secure its contents. and it provides a much higher level of security and safety than a traditional mechanical key lock or PIN code, which are both much easier to compromise. And for a consumer, all they need to know is that the safe is so smart, it only opens after it recognizes them. And that removes some of the stigma about fingerprint usage. And also with companies like Apple and Samsung, including technology in its PDAs and other devices, they've really paved the way for consumer acceptance, and it's making our job 10 times easier than it was 10 years ago. CVS, as a natural partner, I mean, they have over 7,700 stores nationwide, and I originally contacted them because of their real commitment to the health and well-being of their customers. Basically, because of the personal experience of one of their executives who lost a family member to lung cancer, they wanted to take a stance and demonstrate that they were prepared to lose sales by removing all tobacco from their stores. I mean, how can a company who professes to be a healthcare organization sell tobacco, which is the leading cause of death in the U.S.? Well, their sales, in fact, increased as a result of this. And then I saw them openly discussing efforts to deal with the next biggest unnatural killer of people in America, the prescription drug abuse epidemic. So we spent several months working with them to develop both an online as well as an in-store program. And our online program went active about a week ago, and we've already started seeing orders coming in without any advertising. And the in-store program should go live before the end of the year. And we'll obviously be releasing news about that when it's appropriate. And our focus really right now is to make this program with CVS successful. We then plan to take this model and duplicate it with other retail pharmacies and industry stakeholders, such as pharmaceutical companies and insurance providers.
The professional healthcare products involve more than just drug safes. Can you explain how your technology is being adapted to provide solutions for professional medical devices?
Yes, of course, and I can give you two very good examples. First of all, we're addressing an issue called PCA by proxy. And PCA stands for patient-controlled analgesia, which is basically when a patient is able to administer their own pain medication via a push-button pendulum, which is attached to an infusion pump. These pumps are designed to dispense controlled narcotics to treat chronic pain, to help patients recovering from surgery, as well as the treatment of many other illnesses such as cancer. The proxy part refers to the ability for a third party to administer additional doses via the pendant. And all pendants right now operate by a simple push of a button. There's absolutely no security on the pendant at all. So can you imagine that? You want more morphine, you just press a button. But the pendant is meant to be used only by the patient when they feel they need more pain meds. But what often happens when a patient is impaired is that a family member or a caregiver will press the pendant thinking they're helping the patient. But this has caused severe injury and even death in some cases, with over 400 deaths in a year. And this is because maybe the patient's blood pressure or O2 levels have fallen too low. And with the extra dose of morphine, this causes their vitals to slow down to a point where the patient suffers injury or even death. The newly announced RX SafeDose product eliminates PCA by proxy. We've taken our fingerprint technology and we've applied it to the PCA pendant that works with all manufacturers' infusion pumps. It's very easy to use and much more secure because only authorized people, namely the patient who's registered on the SafeDose device, can actually administer additional doses. And it really adds a new and necessary barrier to prevent unauthorized PCA by proxy. Another example of this is a product under development called the MyDose, which is a needleless injector. It's a needle-free, painless jet injector that pushes a fine, measured mist of medication into your skin. And we're taking this existing technology one step further by integrating our fingerprint interface so the injector can be used only by an authorized person. And since these jet injectors come pre-packaged with medications, and in our case, we're most concerned about pain meds and other controlled substances, to us, it's a no-brainer to make sure the equipment or the device that administers the drugs has a gatekeeper to prevent unauthorized use.
You recently initiated a reverse stock split. Can you tell us how this will help the company as you move forward?
Sure, it's going to help the company be properly capitalized. Just as any other technology company, it takes a lot of money to properly develop and test the technology and products. And quite frankly, being on the OTC market does not allow us to attract the kind of capital we need. The reverse split is being done for the purpose of restructuring our cap table and to improve our stock price so we can eventually seek listing on a national exchange. We're also taking additional steps right now to clear all the debt from our books. And to be taken seriously by institutional investors, we need to be properly structured to meet their funding requirements, and they have certain criteria the company has to meet. We cannot meet their criteria with a 250 million shares outstanding and a half penny stock price.
Did you see a recent segment on Fox News where prescription drug abuse was highlighted as a new issue being addressed by 2016 GOP candidates?
Yes, I did see that, and it should be out in front. It's the largest epidemic facing the U.S. presently. In fact, in a new voter poll just yesterday in New Hampshire, it was rated as the single biggest issue to New Hampshire voters in this election. And there are dozens of other states that also reflect the same thing. Ohio, West Virginia, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Florida, to name but a few. Just like the GOP candidates who are fed up with all talk and no action, we feel the same way. For years, the federal government has wasted hundreds of millions of dollars on educational programs and materials and PSAs. And now the EPA is stepping in, putting money behind drug drop-off initiatives. But to date, none of these programs have shown any positive impact on the issue. In fact, it's getting worse. That's because none of these programs put any real solutions in the hands of consumers or the healthcare market. And we believe in providing real solutions. A pamphlet is not going to stop your team from grabbing a handful of oxys from your medicine cabinet, but an RX drug safe will. And that's really where the root of the problem lies. Just like in professional healthcare, the impetus for drug abuse is unauthorized access. And we believe the more the GOP candidates highlight this national problem, the more people will be looking in our direction for the solution.
I know you cannot give us detailed estimates or forecasts for 2015. Can you tell us how you see the year playing out in general?
Sure, yeah. 2015 was a building year for us, John. We refocused our efforts in establishing retail distribution for our consumer products. We entered the world of professional healthcare, and we developed and acquired products and IP to support this market. And then we prepped these medical devices for FDA approval. We launched a new rebranded website with some spy photos of the products we have in development. And it was really a year to build the foundation for the business, to put the building blocks in place. 2016 will be a tremendous breakout year for us as we move products through FDA approval to commercialization and as we expand our retail and commercial healthcare offerings through acquisition and development of complementary IP, technology, and companies. We expect to experience a lot of organic growth in 2016, but the most important thing for the business in 2016 will be our focus on sales and revenues.
Ms. Yard, do you have any closing thoughts you'd like to add?
Yes, John. We have a tremendous opportunity here as a company to actually reduce drug abuse and drug diversion, both at home and in healthcare facilities. The market opportunity is worth billions of dollars, and there's no other company focusing on delivering these types of solutions to address these issues. And there's certainly no other company that has the experience and track record with the technology or the drive that we have to be successful and provide a real solution to the prescription drug abuse epidemic. Everyone, if you think hard, can identify someone they know who's been affected by this issue. So we ask you, if you want to be part of the solution, join us. Just ask yourself the question, are your medications locked up at home? And if not, it's not too late to join us in the fight.
And we're glad to join the fight with you. Thank you.
Thank you, John.